He was unconscious of the silence. "Basil, I'm tired of standing," cried Dorian Gray suddenly. "I must go out and sit in the garden. The air is stifling here." "My dear fellow, I'm so sorry. When I'm painting, I can't think of anything else. But you never sat better. You were perfectly still. And I have caught the effect I wanted. The half-parted lips and the bright look in the eyes. I don't know what Harry has been saying to you, but he has certainly made you have the most wonderful expression. I suppose he's been paying you compliments. You mustn't believe a word that he says."
"He has certainly not been paying me compliments. Perhaps that is the reason that I don't believe anything he has told me."
"You know you believe it all,"